Well, Michael, I don't think I've seen a player look so forlorn and bewildered as you were, left out on your own on 99 today. It must have been absolutely heartbreaking for you, that.
After getting so close, it was pretty disappointing. I thought I played just about, managed it quite well, and then unfortunately, Rashi couldn't survive that last one. So, hard lines to him, hard lines to me.
When he came out, you hit a six, and then you got a single to take you up to 99. I think you had a chat with him, didn't you? He had one ball to face. What did you say?
I can't remember if I did have a chat. I just sort of assumed that he'd be able to keep the last one out. Not assumed that he could keep it out. I just thought he'd have a luck to, and then I could maybe have six balls to have a go at it from the other end. But it wasn't to be. Dawson bowled quite a good, quicker one, and didn't get a chance. So just that's cricket, I suppose.
From our position on the fourth floor, we were watching you for ages. You were just stood there in bewilderment, and everybody else was traipsing off the pitch, and you cut a lonely figure out there on your own trying to take in what had happened.
Yeah, I was disappointed.
Yeah. I've looked at the statistics. I think you're the only Durham player that's ever happened to.
it's still good for the average. I would have taken 99 not out before the game, so I like being involved in funny stats like that as well, so that's a good thing.
You've had a hard season, we know that, but you batted so well over 2 days really here, because Durham were in a bit of a fix when you came in yesterday afternoon. You put on some important partnerships with Bride and Carson, and a really good partnership for the ninth wicket with Graham Onions as well. You've got Durham back into a position where they could actually go on and win this game now.
The game's actually an amazing setup, especially when you're taking what's on the line. They are they've got everything to play for, and we've played the spinners quite well, so tomorrow is going to be a very, very good challenge and interesting cricket.
Yeah. You're upstairs having a celebratory drink with Ryan Pringle at the moment. He took 5 quick wickets today and also bowled you into a very good position. They were 108 for 6 at one point, weren't they?
He bowled brilliantly. The pitch is turning quite prodigiously, but I think the key is when it is turning, if you can get enough balls in the right area, that's what gets you the wicket. Sort of the Jaffers often beat the bat, and then it's the indecision that you create, and that's what we did today, and probably more so than in the first innings. We just bowled 6 good balls, and eventually the sort of edges came, or the ones went through the gate, and it looked to be going our way. So we've sort of put a check on them, as well as taking enough wickets, that it's going to be a very competitive final day. Yeah.
So much riding on Hampshire. If they win this, they more or less stay up, don't they? Because somebody at Warwickshire or Lancashire is going to lose that one. And can you believe already? I know it's been a long, hard season, but here we are, the final day of the cricket season beckons tomorrow.
Yeah, it's a strange one for me, because obviously I've not quite done as well as I would like. So now to hit a little bit of form, maybe a bit of irony in the last thing. But I'm just going to enjoy the last day. I'm ready for the season to end, and I think most of the lads are. We've secured fourth, which is tremendous. We came second in the T20. So overall, it's been a really good season, and we've moved on as a team and done a lot of good things.
Finally, has Rushy offered to buy you a pint tonight?
Nah, I probably shouldn't have shown my disappointment as much as I did. It happens. He's bats number 11 because he's a number 11. So probably should have gone for it a little bit earlier.